Hey there, it's Travis Miller.
And Jimmy V.
And we are on the line today with one of our very favorite people in the world, a man who has done so much to help us grow our business over the years. This is Tony Weedle. Say hi, Tony.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tony. Glad to be with you on the line today. And I'll tell you, you are one of those people in the world who deliver so much value. The value proposition that you brought to the table for our company, for our multiple businesses, has been so immense that it's almost embarrassing. I mean, you guys just over-deliver, and we just love you.
Now, this is supposed to be an informative call, but already it sounds like a commercial.
Yeah, that's true.
But the reason is because of the value proposition, because we are excited about what Tony and his company, McManus Duplication and Fulfillment, brings to the table. And we know because we've experienced it firsthand. That's powerful, and we cannot do what we do at the level in which we do it, at the intensity in which we do it, and at the profitability in which we do it without these folks. So I'm glad to be here on the call. Travis is glad to be here on the call. And I hope, Tony, you are glad to be right here on the call with us.
I'm absolutely ecstatic, fellas.
Was that an okay introduction, Tony?
Awesome.
Do we need to retake? We could just start over. Start the record. I'm just teasing you. Let's get to it. Tony, on top of delivering an immense value, you happen to be... You and the folks down there at your company happen to be very, very intelligent people and have a lot of experience in what I think of as marketing automation. And now I know from your perspective, it's not automatic.
Right.
Because the things are actually happening. It probably looks more like a factory than a automated machine down there.
Well, hey, listen, our goal is just to make it so easy for marketers and you guys especially to just send us the work, and you all don't have to worry about the hassle. So let me put the processes in place. We've already got the processes in place to get all your product, your multi-step product, out the door on time and perfect.
Right. So let me explain a little bit, because you said it here. Basically, what McManus does for us and for lots of other people is they make a lot of our products, our printed material, and CD duplication, and they also make a lot of our marketing material, which, much like our products, contains printed material and CDs. And they make all of that for us.
And DVDs.
And they store all of that for us, and then they ship all of it for us when we have an order for a product, or we have a marketing sequence that involves mailing material. They're the ones who mail all of our material for us.
So we don't actually have to do it in-house. I mean, and when we first started, we did actually do it all in-house. We licked the stamps. Well, actually, they had sticky stamps, when we started. But you guys don't lick the stamps down there, do you, Tony?
No, we don't.
Okay.
No, we don't.
I would hope not. Poor Michelle.
You got some people with some, a lot of water drinking down there and some fat tongues from the glue, but no.
Hey, we got a lot of cattle around here, so we just bring them on in and.
Oh, that's perfect. Now, Tony, we wrote about you guys in the book because we respect what you do so much for us and wanted other people to know about it, and we wrote about you in the chapter about becoming an expert. The chapter name is "The Newton in All of Us," which is the fact that there is a Newton, a genius inside everybody if you know how to pull them out. And one of the big ways that we teach people to position themselves as experts is by creating expert information, such as free reports or training CDs or training DVDs or packages of combined packages of information that basically make the person look smart, make the person look like they know a lot,
and allow them to provide value to their customers and their target market.
Right, that's the big key. And so many people, when we first talk about that, the first thing they think about is printing the stuff off their printer at their office, or burning CDs from their computer, or maybe going down to one of those office stores and having them print up the stuff for them. And what they'll find out is that it's a nightmare, like immediately.
All those things we know from firsthand experience are a nightmare because we started off doing them until we found you guys over there at McManus. So kind of give us an idea how you work with some clients and how you help them put together packages of information that allow them to position themselves as an expert.
Absolutely. Well, the great thing The great position I'm in is I can look at about 140 different marketers and what they're doing and how they're packaging product and what's new and new things that they're creating. So when somebody calls me up on the phone and says, I don't really know how to put this together, I don't know how I want to bind it, do I want to spiral bind it, saddle stitch it, do I want to comb bind it, do I want to put it in a binder, how do my CDs get packaged, do I shrink wrap it, don't I, how does all this stuff come together? And I can say, hey, listen, tell me about your product, tell me about what your dream is, what you want it to look like, and then chances are I've already done something very similar to it, or just so we can tweak it a little bit, we can put it on colored paper or not, or what have you. And so I like to sit down and have a huge brainstorming conversation with new customers, talk to them about what are their goals, what's important to them in their product, in their package, and then we get to work right away. All you have to do is send us the master CDs and the electronic files, and then we do all of the legwork as far as printing, be it small volumes of 5 and 10 to large volumes in the thousands. We do it all. I partner with a printer who's an offset printer, so in case we're looking at volumes of, 2 and 3 and 10 and 20,000 pieces, why, I can get all that done for you. And I also partner with a bindery service as well, so we can perfect bind books, because I know that's a great way to position yourself as an expert is if you have a book. And so, basically, the sky's the limit as far as we're concerned. We also do special customization stuff, tape a penny to a letter, or send out popcorn, or fruit of the month club, or whatever the case may be. Chances are, when it comes to mailing and fulfillment and CD work and printing work, we can get you taken care of.
Hey, Tony, I've got popcorn sitting down there at your office right now waiting to be shipped. Have you been eating it?
Well, I have to admit, I maybe tried one bag. No,
that's pretty good popcorn, brother.
In fact, we use popcorn occasionally for. This is another perfect example as a client thank you gift, and in our case, for what we're using this, we have an awful lot of those clients. So, doing it from our office, and see, this brings us to a big point about productivity, about maximizing your effectiveness, the things that you do best. Because let's say you're listening to this. And you're a financial planner, or you're a real estate agent, or you're an auto mechanic, or an automobile dealer, or anything like that, or anything not like that. But if you do anything other than produce CDs and print and buy material, then you probably aren't very good at doing that stuff. A sort of a virtual mentor of ours, a man who unfortunately died before we even knew who he was, but we've studied his material, a man named Dick Benson, says, do only those things that you're uniquely qualified to do well and buy everything else around the corner. And if you study Michael Gerber in his book, The E-Myth, you find out that he talks about working on your business instead of working in your business. And one of the perfect ways to waste time by working in your business is to get bogged down with things like shipping out client thank you gifts. See, it's important to thank your clients, and it's important to ship out thank you gifts and to use information and to ship the products when the products are ordered. But you can really derail your success if you waste your time and the time of your staff and the resources that you have in your office, copy machines and CD machines, if you waste your time and human resources and equipment resources doing the things that you're not really qualified to do, it really takes a toll on the productivity of your business. Wouldn't you guys agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what's really interesting is I challenge some individuals. They'll tell me, Tony, I just want you to make some CDs for me and send them to my place and do 500 of them, and we're going to mail them out here. And when I throw them and I say, hey, guys, why don't you just let me do that for you? And they say, no, we'll do it this time. And I'll call them up the next over the weekend after they worked on the project all weekend, and I'll say, hey, how'd that come along? Do you guys want me to do that for you next time? And I'll tell you, almost 9 times out of 10, they say, heck yes, because who wants to be sitting there on the weekend, late into the evenings, assembling mailings or burning CDs? Nobody does. You want to be working on how to promote your business and market your business moving forward. And as a matter of fact, now some of those people who were really resistant to letting us do some of their work for them, who were always working in their business instead of on it, now call me from vacationing spots on cruise boats or whatever. They're out having a blast while we're here doing all their work for them. So.
and you love that, right? That's okay with you.
We're loving it.
Well, think about it. See, Tony lives in Kansas, and works in Kansas. So, I mean, if you were in Kansas, why would you need to vacation?
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, you're 60 miles out of Wichita. You pretty much got anything you could want.
That's right. I can look in either direction from my house and see 12 miles. It's purely flat, and it's beautiful.
Now, Tony, tell us, can you give us some stories of people who have come to you, other than us, who have come to you doing all the work themselves when they show up at your doorstep, and then, you know, you take it over, and then that company grows. Can you give us a few examples of companies like that, or people that you've worked with that have had that kind of experience?
Absolutely. Who should I use? There's so many. I tell you, I was doing work for a lady by the name of Chris Mullins, and she titles herself as the phone sales doctor. And what she was doing was real small orders of 5 and 10, and she was doing all the printing on her printer, and she was assembling all the mailings, and it was taking her, you know, 2 and 3 hours, 4 hours a week, which wasn't a lot of time, and she was just needing someone to do her CDs. And slowly I convinced her that, hey, just let me put those 5 and 10 pieces of mail together. And she was a student of Bill Glazer and Dan Kennedy's, and so I knew she was going to be able to grow her business once she started applying some principles there. And lo and behold, she's doing 500 and 600 CDs a month and mailing to that many people, and has 3 or 4 different programs now, and things are continuing to get more and more complex. And had she not have outsourced that part of her business right at the beginning, I firmly believe that she wouldn't have been able to grow those additional programs and those additional services, because she would have been spending too much time doing the tactical work instead of the strategic work.
Well, that's a good point. So, you know, one of the things I think happens is that you can sort of mentally derail yourself, because if you're involved, even if it's not you doing it, it's just your staff, it still makes a huge mess in your office, and you know,
takes up your human capital.
And so what happens is you start to have a negative feeling toward it. It's like every time another package has to go out or a big pile of packages have to go out, you go, oh, I can't believe I have to do these packages. And I think that subconsciously could actually prevent you from growing how you could if you had a positive attitude about getting new leads.
Yeah,
or
being, about being successful, because you know, every time you send out a new package, that's, you know, depending on your conversion rate, one step closer to a new client. But when you have to do all the manual labor work yourself, you dread that, and so you almost want to stop the process that actually brings you business. And that's not
correct.
That's never a good thing.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working on a project and a piece of equipment fails you and you're only halfway through it, and then it's a mess because then you're quickly trying to scramble and stuff when in the very beginning you could have had somebody else doing all that dirty work for you. So.
Yeah, and I don't think there's a piece of equipment that's as frustrating as a CD burner in your computer. Or if we had one when we worked at the agency before we started our own company. We had one of these big CD duplicator machines, and I got to tell you, that thing was getting stuck more often than an ancient elevator in a building. It was just so terrible, and it was so frustrating every time this thing would burn the wrong CD, or you know, screw up burning the CD, or get jammed. I mean, I just wanted to pull my hair out, even, you know, dealing with the thing. And that sucks. And, you know, and when if you're doing it on your PC, I mean, you can only burn one at a time, and, they don't burn fast. It's just, it's just terrible. And it's not something that I recommend anyone doing. And you know what? There's a big hurdle that you have to overcome the first time you start outsourcing. I remember when we were struggling with the decision, and I got to tell you, looking back, it's probably the most productive and best decision we ever made in the history of our company, was deciding and basically letting go.
Yeah.
Letting go and saying, hey, there's people who do this. It doesn't need, we don't need to watch every, little movement of it. We don't need to be involved in it. We just need to get it out of here. And when we did that, you know, that allowed us to take such a major leap forward. And I'm sure you've seen that over and over again, Tony.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it takes a lot of work to begin with. I'm not going to say that it's easy. You know, you've got a project in mind, and you think, gosh, it's going to be easier if I just do it myself and just get it done because I'm in a hurry to get it done. But just letting go and letting us do it. And the great thing is you can trust us because we've got 140, 150 other customers that we're doing this for every single day. And so we know what we're doing, so you can have some trust in that. So.
Hey, Tony, tell me some of your thoughts on the use of information like CDs or material like special reports or DVD video presentations. Tell me your opinion of the use of that material as in terms of positioning somebody as an expert.
Absolutely. Well, I'm here to tell you a good friend of ours, and actually the main reason that we started our company 7 years ago is a guy by the name of TJ Rolletter. And he's taught me a lot, but what he's been able to show me is, look, Tony, if I put myself on CD and I send it out to a hot list and I'm trying to convert this list, if I put a CD in there, I will pull 25 to 30% sales. But if I don't put myself on a CD and give them that unique piece of media, or be it a DVD, and actually in the beginning it was a cassette tape, but we've since transitioned, then if we don't put that piece of media in there, he's pulling 5 and 10%. So literally doubling, and in some cases tripling, the sales simply because not everybody uses a disc or a CD or a DVD to promote their product. And so it makes them stand out. It makes them unique. And people go, wow, they've actually spent the time. They've had this recorded. And even if it's you just recorded on a conference call, but they might think that you went to a studio and spent 4 hours doing 20 different takes recording this thing. It makes you look like an expert, absolutely. And, you know, there's proof in the pudding across all of our customers that using media in your direct mail pieces or in your follow-up pieces positions you as an expert and results in more sales.
Hey, Tony, what would you say to somebody who is thinking about using this sort of media in their, whether it be... well, let's say in their marketing process, like in a follow-up package or an initial lead generation package, someone who's considering using, you know, combined media like CDs, DVDs, along with printed material, and who, you know, for that matter, let's say somebody who's thinking about making a product that involves, you know, recorded spoken word information.
Sure.
And they're nervous because this seems to be what we encounter a lot. People are... They're timid and they're nervous that it's going to be a hard work, a lot of work, and a very arduous process, and they tend to avoid it. So, what kind of advice do you have somebody who's in that? Do you have for somebody who's in that mode where they're dreading this process? I mean, what can they do to streamline it? What's the best way to get started creating this information?
Well, the best thing to do is pick up the phone and call me or someone on my staff, or one of our sales team members, because what we're going to be able to do is. Like I said earlier, we can have that brainstorming session with you and talk to you about what's your dream, what are you wanting to get after it. And then once we understand what you're really wanting to do, we'll be able to offer you resources, whether we offer them here or we can point you in the right direction of someone that can do some video work for you or someone that can do some CD work, recording work for you, be it a free conference call recording company or whoever the case might be, in order to help you to get started. So we'll point you in the right direction. Also be able to give you some samples, some brainstorming ideas. I've got some different swipe files and things I could pass you if you're working on copywriting items, layout items, things that you're just needing some help with getting started. So the best thing to do is just pick up the phone and call us. Let us know what your dream is, and then we're going to get you going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. What are you seeing right now that's hot out there? I mean, what's the big, at least right now, what's the hot item?
A really item that's really picking up a lot of steam is folks are trying to figure out how to differentiate themselves when that piece of mail arrives in the mailbox. So we're seeing a lot of glamour envelopes that are metallic and sparkling, or a lot of see-through envelopes, or a lot of unique self-mailers that have discs already inside of them. We're seeing a lot of that type of stuff. People are trying to differentiate themselves right at the mailbox, so that way their piece of mail is actually getting opened. But as far as discs go, we're starting to see, and I'm starting to sell some of this stuff, and I need to sell you guys on it, by the way, too, is a DVD that is really thin that can go into that plays in a standard DVD player. but it actually will go through the mail system without any problem. Doesn't need a case. It's flexible. You can fold it up like a taco shell and it doesn't break, so you can put it in like a 6x9 envelope and have no issues with it. And it's a great inexpensive way to get your face, your picture, your image in front of your customers.
That's interesting.
Well, hey, so, I like the sound of that.
So I better send you guys some samples so we can get going on that.
I would love to see some samples on that.
And you guys are doing that there?
Yeah, absolutely. So we get
you know what's great is, you know, Tony's mentioned it a couple of times on the call, and, you know, you just saw it in action right there. Because he has access to so many, you know, brilliant marketers who are doing their work through Tony, and he has access to vendors who sell these new and innovative products, he's able to bring resources to the table and new ideas to the table that you haven't thought of before, that you can start innovating and you know, cut through the clutter and really stand out. And he can bring these ideas to the table that, you know, even us, who we were two guys who are always have our eyes open, who are always, you know, looking for new and hot and trends and trying different things. You know, here's something that we've never heard before. And because of our relationship with you, Tony, we're going to get a sample to see it and then start brainstorming how we might be able to integrate this into our marketing program, into our sales process, excuse me, and increase our sales and our conversions. And I'm excited about that. That's always exciting to
me.
Well,
you know, it doesn't make any sense to try and reinvent wheels or pioneer new concepts or ideas. It really makes a lot more sense to look at what other people are doing successfully and emulate that. Now, you might say, well, gosh, guys, you say that you should look at what other people around you are doing and do the opposite. And that's true. You know, look at the people, you know, the other business owners like you who look at them and do the opposite. Like if you're a carpet cleaner, look at other carpet cleaners and don't do what they do.
Well, the guys who are using, McManus duplication,
this is
the advanced stuff. When you start using a company like them, you're basically entering into, and even if you're not doing a lot of volume, you're just stepping up into a higher degree of marketing playing field. You are in, you know, a more elite group. And the people that work with McManus, I know from firsthand because I know many of them are brilliant marketers, and they only do what works. So. That's the kind of stuff that you want to be learning from.
That's right.
You know, what we're talking about when you do the opposite is what the masses are doing. You know, you want to take a look at what the masses are doing and do the opposite. And this is why Tony's clients can cut through the clutter, because they are doing the opposite. Everyone there is pretty much doing the opposite. Positioning yourself as an expert is really the opposite of what most people do. And, it's challenging for most people, and that's why we wrote this book, to kind of, you know, give you the permission to be an expert.
Demystify the process,
and then expose you to guys like Tony who can make the process of actually implementation process of this stuff, easy, enjoyable, simple, and prosperous, as we like to say, ESP. Tony, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say absolutely, so.
Good punctuation statement, Tony.
Give it a good.
You want to say it again? Just hit it, like being like, absolutely.
Absolutely.
See,
Tony, I think we need to give Tony the Jim and Travis recommended gong.
Oh yeah, the guru gong.
The guru gong.
Hang on, Tony. Watch this.
You're gonna get the Jim and Travis guru gong.
Let me get it over here. Let me scoot it over. All right, here we go. There it is.
There it is, Tony. That's the seal of approval from Jim and Travis right there, the guru gong. And,
gotcha.
So feel good about that. That's a big, that's big time.
You know, Jim, what you were talking about before we got to the gong and all that fun stuff, you mentioned ESP. And I think it's a great tie-in here. Because sometimes people say, guys, what is all this ESP stuff? What does it mean? And, you know, it means a lot of things. ESP is what happens when you start to get it all right. But in my opinion, and gosh, don't mistake this for a commercial for McManus, because I don't mean it that way whatsoever. I mean, this is a high, very, very powerful recommendation, but at the same time, I consider this one of the greatest lessons of all, teaching you how to offload this nonsense work that you typically, you know, have to deal with. And if you're not dealing with it, by the way, you're not using gravitational marketing properly.
You have to use this stuff to use gravitational marketing.
You cannot do gravitational marketing without sending out CDs or printed material or DVDs or something. You can't do it. And so if you're doing it properly, you're sending stuff out. And if you're sending stuff out from your office, that's not enjoyable, simple, or prosperous. That's a pain in the butt. So what I think that how this all boils down is that McManus really is like an ESP catalyst. They help you create a situation where ESP can actually be a reality, because if you're doing it all yourself, it can be very difficult to enjoy it or to simplify that process, because it's complex.
I mean, because look, building a business is not easy, and it takes a lot of time, energy, and effort. Doing gravitational marketing makes you have to do some additional things in your business that makes everything, once it's systematized, more profitable and easier. But you've got to outsource in order to make the whole thing seamless and your life and business enjoyable, simple, and prosperous. That's the point we're trying to make here. And that's why Tony and McManus Duplication is featured in the book, and that's why we're raving about them here on this call, because we want to make the point that how important this really is.
You know what else? Another great way I just thought of, and you know, we do it ourselves, and many of our clients work with McManus for this exact concept, but I've forgotten to mention it, is newsletters.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you should be writing a monthly newsletter pretty much no matter what business you're in and sending it out, but you shouldn't be printing it off your printer and mailing it yourself. Everyone, by the way, wants to do that.
And that's why they stop after like the first month and a half. Tony, you have a lot of clients doing newsletters for you?
We got a lot of people doing newsletters, all kinds of shapes and varieties and sizes and colors and this and that. But it's just like you guys said, the great thing that they're doing is they're sitting at their computer, closing their office door for a couple, 3 hours. They're getting the newsletter written. They put it in the format that they want it in, as far as getting things laid out and putting the pictures in there that they want. And they send it to me, and that's the last they got to think about it, because I've already got their customer list. I already know how they want it printed up, because they're doing it the same way they've done it in the previous months, where they tell me the specific changes that they want. And bam, it's out the door within a couple of days of them writing it, versus them trying to have to find the printer and get it all printed up and then get them labeled and get the postage affixed and find a post office and get it all into the stream. We're able to get it turned around in just a couple of days.
Yeah. Now, you know, I want to go somewhere where I normally wouldn't talk about this with somebody in an instance like this, but I do want to make the point, because if I were someone else listening to this, I'd probably be thinking this all was very expensive. And it just so happens that working, doing the stuff, that, like I said, making material is necessary. And making material can get to be, quote-unquote, expensive. Now, I consider it to be a good investment, but some people might look at it as expensive. But what I found, Tony, and I probably shouldn't tell you this, so what I tell you here doesn't exist outside of this interview, but doing it with you seems to cost no more than attempting to do it myself.
If not less.
Yeah, when you encounter the time and the mistakes. You know what I mean? It's like I mean, I could go down to, like I said, to the office store or whatever and try and print stuff up. I know that you guys charge me less than they would charge me. Okay, but you know, when you start running the cost of printing stuff off your printer, you find out the cost of that is kind of expensive. And because it's such a scalable business, and you guys have the big equipment down there to do it rapidly and inexpensively, you're able to pass those savings along, and ultimately you really don't end up paying much more, if any more, than you would by doing it yourself.
Oftentimes we find that if you want us to do everything, if all you want us to do is do CDs and print check the manual and ship it to you so you can mail it all out, mm-hmm. just in the shipping costs alone, we can save you money by just doing it here. But then the other thing I challenge people with is, how much is your time valued at? If one of your customers called you and said they want you to be a consultant, and they want your time and your energy to help them work on a process, how much are you going to charge them? You're going to charge them $50-$100 an hour? Well, by the time you add up your time on that, you've spent an exuberant amount of time and more money than if we would just take care of it.
Yeah. That's true. That's a very good point. And I would say for many people, especially if you position yourself as an expert, the value of your time is probably very high.
Yeah. And $50 to $100 is probably low per hour rate if you're an expert. So.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I think we are going to wrap this up. But before we do, Tony, I want you to tell everyone how they can get in touch with you and how they can take the next step in a relationship with McMahon's Duplication.
Absolutely. Well, you can, first of all, you can get a hold of us by telephone, because we love talking to people on the phone and dealing with you on the phone. And you can call me at 620-628-4411 and talk to myself or another member of the customer service team. The other thing you can do is you can go out on our website, www.mcmannisduplication.com, and get us there as well. But absolutely, don't hesitate to give us a call, get in contact with us. I'd love the opportunity to talk to you, brainstorm with you, talk to you about your business, and see how McMahon's Duplication can integrate with the systems you either already have in place or systems that we're going to create to offer you an excellent turnkey system.
Let me ask you a follow-up question to that. If someone's listening and they're just getting started and they really don't have a lot of volume, you know, of whatever, whether it's a product or it's just, like I said, automating and fulfilling the marketing requests that they have for follow-up material, should they be nervous or timid about calling you if they have low volume?
Absolutely not. I started, the example I gave earlier with Chris Mullins, I started out doing 3 CDs for, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
3 CDs. Well, it's not ideal, and as far as it's if you can get to like at least 10, that makes it the pricing just a lot better. But don't worry if it's 10, if it's 20, give me a call. If it's nothing right now and you just want to know what it takes to get started, pick up the phone and call me. I've got a lot of people doing that who say, hey, we had a phone conversation 4 months ago or a month ago or 2 weeks ago, and after thinking about it and talking about it, creating some stuff, I'm ready to get started. So get me involved early in the process, so that way we kind of know what to expect and I can help you think about things that way you don't have to go back and reinvent the wheel or what have you.
And if somebody wanted to see some, you know, examples or ideas, you'd be willing to send them out some of that?
Absolutely. I've talked with some customers and some marketers who have got some materials that they don't mind if I send out as samples, and I always get approval before I send out any customers' marketing materials and stuff. And so I've got some things and some samples. Once I've talked to you, understand what you're looking for, I can kind of get a sample package out to you. And then the other thing that I'd want to send you too, not only are you guys great and have offered and said some great things about our company, but I've got another testimonial CD that's got a bunch of other marketers on it that I would want to send to you as well so you can listen. I firmly believe that I can sit here all day long and promise you the world, but when my customers voluntarily provide a testimonial and talk about how great it is to work with us and how turnkey and how easy it is and all the things that you guys said, once you hear that from multiple people, you know, your decision should be pretty easy, and I just waiting for you to pick up the phone call. So
that sounds great. Well, I'll tell you, you are good people, honest people, easy to work with.
Thorough.
You've got people down there that do better work than anyone in my office in terms of detail, attention to detail, and thoroughness, and that's truly a tremendous asset for us. And you know what? You've hung in there, stuck in there through some harebrained, wacky ideas and projects of ours, some that work and some that don't, some that take off and fly and some that just end up in a waste of time for everybody, but you're always standing there by our side helping us make it as easy as possible, and we appreciate that.
Well, absolutely. You guys are welcome, and I look forward to hearing from all the readers of this book real soon.
All right, Tony. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you, Tony.
Thanks, guys.